理课堂听 class.com。
伊恩·索普，词汇扫描。Turn the table, 反败为胜。Mark, 记录。Barrier, 关口。
Hackett turned the tables in the 200 meter event, passing Thorpe in the final 50 meters to win Thorpe's title.Although both were outside Lamberti's mark, Hackett went on to break it the following night in a relay event. Thorpe finished the championships by continuing his improvement in the 100-meter freestyle, posting a time of 49.98 seconds, his first under the 50-second barrier.
在200米自由泳当中，哈克特在最后50米冲刺阶段超过索普，反败为胜，从索普手中夺走了冠军。尽管这次两人都没能打破兰贝蒂所创造的世界纪录，但是第二天晚上，哈克特在接力赛中成功打破了世界纪录。这次锦标赛，索普在100米自由泳当中继续取得进步，以 49.98 秒的成绩游完100米，第一次闯破50秒大关。逐句对照。
Hackett turned the tables in the 200-meter event, passing Thorpe in the final 50 meters to win Thorpe's title.
在200米自由泳当中，哈克特在最后50米冲刺阶段超过索普，反败为胜，从索普手中夺走了冠军。
Although both were outside Lamberti's mark,
尽管这次两人都没能打破兰贝蒂所创造的世界纪录。
Hackett went on to break it the following night in a relay event.
但是第二天晚上，哈克特在接力赛中成功打破了世界纪录。
Thorpe finished the championships by continuing his improvement in the 100-meter freestyle.
这次锦标赛，索普在100米自由泳当中继续取得进步。
Posting a time of 49.98 seconds, his first under the 50-second barrier.
以 49.98 秒的成绩游完100米，第一次闯破50秒大关。多学一点。Mark, 这里是记录的意思，相当于 record。比如说Set a new mark in the long jump, 创造了新的跳远记录。Barrier, 这里是表示界限范围的意思。比如说 ,with the evidence in science, the boundaries of human knowledge are being pushed further out. 随着科学的发展，人类知识的范围在不断扩大。
词汇扫描。
long standing, 长期保持的。Unprecedented, 空前的。
The Australian team then traveled to Hong Kong for the 1999 FINA Short Course World Championships, where Thor broke Lamberti's mark in the 200-meter freestyle, the longest-standing world record at the time. This was the start of a three-year phase.Where Thorpe was to set his 13 individual long course world records. He led the men's relay team to unprecedented success in relay events, scoring historic victories over the Americans.
In the same year, Australia national team fought in the 香港举行的短池世锦赛。这一次索普打破了兰贝蒂的200米自由泳世界纪录，那是当时保持世界最长的世界纪录。这次比赛开启了索普创造13项个人长池世界纪录的三年。他带领队友在男子接力比赛当中取得前所未有的成功，历史性的赢过了美国队。逐句对照。
The Australian team then traveled to Hong Kong for the 1999 FINA Short Course World Championships.
同年，澳大利亚国家队征战在香港举行的短池世锦赛。
Where Thor broke Lamberti's mark in the 200-meter freestyle.
这一次，索普打破了兰贝蒂的200米自由泳世界纪录。
The longest-standing world record at the time.
那是当时保持世界最长的世界纪录。
This was the start of a three-year phase where Thor was to set his 13 individual long-course world records.
这次比赛开启了索普创造13项个人长池世界纪录的三年。
He led the men's relay team to unprecedented success in relay events, scoring historic victories over the Americans.
他带领队友在男子接力比赛当中取得前所未有的成功，历史性的赢过了美国队。多学一点。Standing 表示存在的时间。 A friend of long standing 就是永恒的友谊。 Unprecedented 空前的，史无前例的。比如说 Our school faced unprecedented difficulties， 我们学校碰到了前所未有的困难。词汇扫描。 Peak 最高峰。 Medal tally 奖牌榜。
Thorpe was to peak in 2001 when he became the first person to win 6 gold medals at 1 World Championships, setting 3 world recordsand helping Australia top the medal tally at a global meet for the first time since 1956. In this period, he was named by Swimming World as its Swimming of the Year 3 times.
2001年，索普迎来了职业生涯的最高峰，成为第一个在一届世锦赛中夺得六枚金牌的运动员。创造了三项世界纪录，帮助澳大利亚在继1956年之后首次在世界大奖赛中排到奖牌榜的首位。在这期间， 索普被游泳世界连续三次选为年度最佳游泳运动员。不具对照。
Thorpe was to peak in 2001.
2001年，索普迎来了职业生涯的最高峰。
When he became the first person to win 6 gold medals at one World Championships.
成为第一个在一届世锦赛中夺得六枚金牌的运动员。
Setting 3 world records.
创造了三项世界纪录。
And helping Australia top the medal tally at a global meet for the first time since 1956.
帮助澳大利亚在继1956年之后首次在世界大奖赛中排到奖牌榜的首位。
In this period, he was named by Swimming World as its Swimming of the Year 3 times.
在这期间，索普被游泳世界连续三次选为年度最佳游泳运动员。多学一点。Peak 这个词本来的意思是山顶，这里是指达到巅峰。我们来看一个例子 ：Sales tend to peak just before the holidays， 节日前销售量趋于最高潮。Tally 这个词的意思是标记牌 ，Medal Tally 就是我们常说的奖牌榜的意思。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Hackett turned the tables in the 200 meter event, passing Thorpe in the final 50 meters to win Thorpe's title. Although both were outside Lamberti's mark, Hackett went on to break it the following night in a relay event. Thorpe finished the championships by continuing his improvement in the 100 meter freestyle.Posting a time of 49.98 seconds, his first under the 50-second barrier. The Australian team then traveled to Hong Kong for the 1999 FINA Short Course World Championships, where Thorpe broke Lamberti's mark in the 200-meter freestyle, the longest-standing world record at the time.This was the start of a three-year phase where Thorpe was to set his 13 individual long course world records. He led the men's relay team to unprecedented success in relay events, scoring historic victories over the Americans. Thorpe was to peak in 2001.When he became the first person to win 6 gold medals at one World Championships, setting 3 world records and helping Australia top the medal tally at a global meet for the first time since 1956. In this period, he was named by Swimming World as its Swimming of the Year 3 times.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。